Hello.
Hello, Mercedes. How are you today?
I'm okay. Who's this?
This is Josh. My name is Josh, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. So I'm not selling anything. I would just like to ask you a few questions about your opinion, ma'am. So I'm calling from the National Opinion Service. As I said, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. And let me go over to the next question. At this time, I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
You will definitely vote. Thank you so much. And what is your age?
44.
44. Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race, other, don't know?
Afro-Latina.
Latino, right, Latina, okay. And please rate your level of motivation from voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10, extremely motivated, perfect. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Not very strong Democrat. Okay, not a strong Democrat. Thank you for your opinion. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied,
okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, immigration and border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting our democracy and freedoms, healthcare costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, climate change and environmental issues, crime and violence, inflation and economy, gun regulation and reform, improving pay. Mm-hmm.
Inflation and economy.
Okay, thank you so much. Inflation and economy. Would you give me another choice?
Climate change.
Climate change and environmental issues. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Staying about the same, right? Okay, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Very often, thank you. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Fewer rights.
Fewer rights. Okay. So would you say somewhat fewer, a lot fewer?
A lot fewer.
A lot fewer, right? Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never had heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the Democratic Party? 0 to 100?
60.
60. Ron DeSantis?
0.
0. Taylor Swift?
50.
Thank you. And the NAACP? NAACP?
About 75.
75. Donald Trump?
0.
0. Kamala Harris?
About 60.
About 60. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
No, I'm not. I don't have enough information.
Not enough information. Still, from 0 to 100?
50.
60. And Joe Biden?
50.
50. Okay. Thank you. Now, I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Very worried.
Very worried. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. And racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you so much. And the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Strongly agree. Somewhat disagree. Strongly disagree.
Or you somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you very much. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Strongly agree. Somewhat agree. Some would disagree or strongly disagree?
Some would agree.
Okay, thank you. Abortion access should be legally protected right in this country? Should be a legally protected right in this country?
Strongly agree.
Okay. America's diversity makes it stronger?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
America's diversity makes it stronger? Strongly agree? Okay, strongly agree. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Strongly agree? Or somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Or strongly disagree?
I'm strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. And now, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, let's say somewhat support. Okay, that'll be the option. Great. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A will be... Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. What culture is going too far? It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be...
I'm so sorry. You broke off there for a little bit. Would you mind?
Yeah.
Come here.
Sure.
Come here.
I can repeat it again. No worries.
Come here.
I'm just going to...
Okay.
You're correct. I'm just going to read two texts, and you tell me which one you identify, if you identify much more with A or much more with B. So the first one is, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that... indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us with four solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college, our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That's the first statement. The next statement is, some people say America's strength is it is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting our groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. And which of the two statements do you agree with more? A or B? Much more A? Somewhat more... Go ahead, tell me, please.
I said much more the second one.
The B, okay, much more B. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat, and 5, you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting, do not agree it is being threatened or undermined at all. Somewhat agree it is being threatened or undermined at all. Or strongly agree it is being threatened or undermined from 0 to 10.
7.
7. Okay. Freedom to protest the police or government from 0 to 10.
7.
7. Okay. Police that treat everyone the same?
0.
0. Okay. The right to bear arms?
5.
A commitment to Christian ideals?
0.
0, right? Immigration to this country?
7.
7. Equal economic opportunities for all?
10.
10. Okay. Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you. And now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. Do not agree at all from 10. Okay, thank you. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states, while your own rights may not be at risk yet. This is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change these things than our parents. From 0 to 10?
8.
8. Okay. One moment. Sometimes over the course of a service, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not, at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10, please.
10.
10. Okay. And now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master.
Okay, so let's see. Some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, Postgraduate. Here we go. Masters, MBA, law. Okay, master. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about the approach, your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, someone conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Once a week.
Once a week, okay. Once a week, let's say twice a week or more, every week. Okay, there we go. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
All right. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your time. Okay, ma'am?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're very welcome. Have a nice day.
You too.
You're welcome.
Hey, where's Tony? Tony? I did one survey. I'm not in the group, though, so I mando a Tony. All right, right. Mercedes Rodriguez. No, pero aquí le tomé, no estoy en el chat, se lo mando directa a Tony. Aquí está. No, ¿cómo no? Pero no me han metido el Skype chat. Entonces, Mercedes.